This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com. With your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
We're back to hour number three, Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Fred Penny. I think we're all in a daze after hour two, the ending, when Janice just trumped the whole 2 hours with a comment that you're just going to have to go back and listen to the podcast later, but we're having a good time here at Radio Law Talk. We're going to talk about Harvey Weinstein. We're going to talk about duck boats. We're going to talk about Harvard being sued because Rodriguez isn't here. We have case or no case coming up. If you want to call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. If during the time period you want to play case or no case, you can go to hashtag Radio Law Talk and tweet your answer, or you can just tweet us at Radio Law Talk, because case or no case, I got skunked the first time, and it looks like Todd and Denise scored. Those of you who are new, because this is the Armed Forces Radio Network, we welcome you. Thank you for your service. And Radio Law Talk, case or no case, is where Cal Hunter, our illustrious three-time Emmy Award nominee but never a winner producer, lays out a case scenario for us. We have to say, number one, did he trick us and it's not a case, or is it a case? And the second thing we have to answer is whether or not what the verdict was, whether or not there was a win on the plaintiffs or the defense, and we get points according to that. It's the first one to 100 points receives the most famous lemon bars in the world, made by Donna Hunter, Cal's illustrious, beautiful, smart, intelligent, much stoop down to Mary Cal.
Better half.
She is all of those things, and what Fred said as far as her totally lowering herself to my level to Mary is completely true.
And she makes the best strawberry freezer jam. Yes. Oh,
everything,
my gosh.
Everything she brings, if she brings something in, it's just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So her lemon bars are famous. She has not given them to us on purpose, because the winner of 100 points gets lemon bars.
And right now, Todd Kunin is very much in the lead with 62 points. Chris Rodriguez, who's rarely here, has 29 points, and I'm thinking of deducting a point for every day that he's not here.
I have him at 31 points.
No, I have him at 29. We can figure that out.
Would that be similar to the banks that take money out of your account because you don't have enough money
in
your
account? It's a service charge.
Yeah,
it's a service charge.
Yes.
That's what it is. A point service charge. The lovely Ms. Dirks has 54 points after winning the last
winner
along with Todd. And Mr. Penny, the kingpin of the show, has 53. So Todd's in the lead. Fred's in second. Denise is in third, but Denise is in second, and Fred now just moved to third.
Ouch.
Oh, man.
Ouch. Let's roll it. Let's play it.
Don't miss any Saturdays.
Let's play this game.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right, I'm going to take you to the great state of Massachusetts, where a grisly murder has taken place. And police go in, they investigate the crime scene where two people were murdered. Todd's never prosecuted a murder before. So how many murders have you prosecuted, would you guess, Todd?
I think two.
Okay, two. So, you know, they can be gruesome. And the crime scene photographs are gnarly and everything. It's gross. So police go in, they do all together, all this evidence, and they take, they go and they present everything, and the prosecution says, I have a problem with your forensic evidence. I don't think it's reliable enough. Therefore, I'm not going to use it. And so I ask you, friends, start with you in this case, Mr. Kunin, case or no case?
Case or no case, and the scenario is that the prosecutor has declined to use the evidence from the forensic examiner. Is that correct? Is that what we've got here?
Well, he's on the line. He's on the line with
Paul. All right. Hold on a second. Go ahead and ask your question again, Todd. I've got a caller here who wants to ask a question, but I'm going to ask you to hold on, caller, and I'll get back to you in a minute. Okay, go ahead.
So the case here is that there's a murder. It's a grisly murder, and the prosecutor is declining to use the evidence from the forensic analyst.
Correct. The forensic guy says, got him cold. It's right here on the murder weapon. We've got him cold. What do you think? And the prosecutor says, I don't like that kind of forensic evidence. I just don't think it's reliable enough. I'm not going to use it.
Okay. So, and the question, I guess the thing that I need clarification is the question that because the prosecutor, if that's true and the prosecutor says that, then no case ever was filed, or they proceeded with prosecution using other evidence?
Well, according to the scenario I'm giving you, the case was filed and they proceeded forward using other evidence.
Okay. So I'm going to say, I'm going to say this is a case. Okay. And I am also going to say that I can see a prosecutor not relying on the forensic that the forensic team brought forward, but still deciding that they can go forward with other evidence. I would point, for example, to the O.J. Simpson case. I think that they could have prosecuted that case and not even tried to use DNA evidence. I think that they could have, they, you know, how did they prosecute things before DNA? It's the choice the prosecutor could have made. They didn't make it in the O.J. case. They did something else, but I could see in Massachusetts them deciding to go elsewhere.
So do you have to decide the outcome, too?
So,
yep.
Okay. Whether or not they got a conviction?
Yep.
Okay. So I am going to say that, yes, it's a case, and I'll go out on a limb, what the heck, and say that the prosecutor got a conviction without the forensic evidence, because that's what makes this interesting.
Okay. It is an interesting thing. Mr. Penny, what do you think?
Ditto. Go ahead.
Oh, that was easy.
That easy?
Yeah. It's a criminal case. I don't want to opine. I'm just going to follow Todd.
Oh, now, come
ditto.
On. Uh-oh.
No, that's it. That's all I got to say.
Have you ever used forensic evidence in a personal injury case?
Oh, yes.
We do, but I'm trying to think of the last forensic evidence we use, and I don't.
I mean, that would, I'm talking about blood or, you know, fingerprints or DNA or, you know, who knows what.
Not as much as you think we do. Not as much as you think we do. But ditto.
I know prosecutors love DNA evidence and juries love DNA evidence. If you've got a. So, Denise, what do you think? Case or no case?
I'm going for points. That's all I care about.
I know. Strategy-wise, if I say no case, I might be the one to win. But if I say no case, you two go above me. So, well, you're already there. Massachusetts murder. Two people, crime scene, gross. Police evidence. Oh, he didn't want to show and shock the jury. Case. And he wins.
Case and
the prosecution wins.
Case and the prosecution. So all three of you say case.
I can't catch up.
And all three of you say prosecution wins. So in a strategic move. Nice move, Denise. In a strategic move.
Can I change my answer?
Denise. Yes, you can. You may change your answer.
I'm kidding.
Denise, in a strategic move, says there's no way. But I would like, before we have just a couple minutes here, and then I want to get to the caller, see if we can get them on. But I'm curious, Todd, under what circumstances would a prosecutor say this type of forensic evidence just isn't reliable enough? What kind would that be?
Well, it's not limited to just the forensic. The prosecutor is faced with evidence a lot from law enforcement witnesses. I remember working on a case once as a law clerk while sitting in there, and we were watching video of an interrogation, and all the cops were sitting there saying, oh, yeah, he's guilty. I can tell by the look on his face.
Yeah.
And they wanted us to prosecute, and as a prosecutor, we're sitting here going, I need more than guilty based upon the look on his face. I need actual evidence to present to the jury. And if the forensic analyst was maybe using something that was cutting edge and might be more confusing and you don't get the bang for your buck, I could see them saying, look, this is not the case where we want to trot this new type out, because there's this thing called Kelly Fry, which is the analysis where you have to prove to the court that this new scientific principle is reliable, and it might not have been worth it if the forensic analyst was basing its opinion on some new cutting-edge science that hadn't been tested in court
yet. Or if the forensic had an issue. Maybe the forensic got in trouble for, you know, using something like that before, and he just wasn't going to be reliable himself.
Could call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us your answer of case or no case. We'll be right back.
All advertising
in for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family...
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Eva Marie smoked 12,000 packs of cigarettes over 15 years. She quit, and now there's a new lung cancer screening that could save her life. You stopped smoking, now start screening. No matter how much you smoked, early detection could save you. Talk to your doctor or learn more at savedbythescan.org.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
We're just finishing up case or no case. We'll do it quickly because we have a caller holding that wants to talk about the Manafort trial, which we always welcome a call, even to talk about stuff we've talked about the hour before. Again, as Cal and I were talking, man alive, I could talk about the Manafort case for 3 hours, but it does get boring for some people. But let's finish case or no case.
Totally fascinating. So the case or no case premise is very simple. There's a grisly double homicide in the great state of Massachusetts. Authorities say we've got her nailed. We've got this great forensics evidence. And the police rather say, we've got her nailed, we have this great forensics evidence, and the prosecutor says, I'm not convinced of the reliability of that evidence, I'm not using it, I'll go to trial, but I'm not going to use that particular form of evidence because it's not known as being super reliable. All of you said it was a case. How many of you said there was a conviction? All of you said it was a conviction. So, I guess we'll go ahead and get into this. So those of you who say it was a case, that's all three of you, and I say... All right. Now, for those of you who say it was a conviction, let's see. May I see by a show of hands? All three of you... Whoa, I almost changed that. Now, an astute law student like all of you, or a student of history like all of you, would have recognized the bare bones, no pun intended, of this case as the Lizzie Borden axe murderer case. And that's what I'm talking about. She was acquitted because the police department had thumbprints on the actual axe with which the parents were killed. And the prosecutor said, fingerprints just aren't that reliable. I'm not going to use it. And so she lived until the mid-1900s, and actually at the age of 66 was buried next to the parents she allegedly murdered, but was never, you know, all we know about her was the poem, Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother 20 whacks, and then to be sure the job was done, she gave her father 21.
I think it's 40 and then
40
41.
40 and 41, yes, 40. But, I was trying to narrow it down, but they had blood evidence. They had witnesses seeing her burn the dress that she was allegedly wearing. But because she was a nice-looking, Christian-looking woman, to quote the juror in the case.
Didn't she look like that lady in Bewitched?
Yeah, Elizabeth.
I heard a slightly different poem.
Once was
an axe murderer from Nantucket.
Yes, I know.
We don't go anymore.
Something to do with a bucket.
Yes. And,
All right, so Joe is on the telephone. He's been waiting patiently, and I guess we can go to...
Hi, Joe. Thanks.
Hi, Joe.
Thanks for joining us. What questions do you have?
Joe.
I'm taking my call. How's everybody doing today?
Living the dream.
Okay, so it's a fairly simple question, although I'd like to hear all of your opinions. Realistically, in this first trial, what can we expect as an outcome? I heard what you guys said as far as, you know, the jury could go, you know, one or two, you know, maybe even as many as six in a different direction. So I'm wanting to know what's realistic in this case, because I know you guys have said that, you know, only three over the, you know, all the complete time that this has happened, that the outcome has been a guilty.
Yeah, Joe, just so you know, that was, don't forget, we're talking two cases. We got the Virginia case that's going on right now about the tax fraud and the bank fraud, and then you got the Washington, D.C. case that's still up and coming against Manafort that is basically for failing to register as an agent.
As a foreign agent.
That one is very rare, and that, again, what's interesting, that is an Obama... appointed judge, where on the other side, Virginia, we've got kind of more conservative judge that is appointed by Reagan. So,
But judges are not supposed to be political, guys.
Can we have crickets right there? Can you hit the crickets?
Yeah, they're not supposed to be.
The judges are not supposed to be political.
You know what, Joe? I just hearing a few of the witnesses' testimony, I'm probably going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say that he is going to be found guilty of something. More likely bank fraud. I'm not sure about tax evasion, but I think maybe bank fraud, just because the testimony is that he falsified documents, and he did it, not his accountant. That the accountant prepared them, and then they changed dramatically after they were given to Manafort and then presented to the bank. I'm going to say... Just that evidence alone, I think he might be found guilty.
I'm going to say...
I don't think he's going to go away for his life, though. I don't believe
that.
Yeah,
but I'm going to say that there's going to be some real... I think there's going to be one person on that jury that is going to see this as a political issue and it just doesn't care and is not going to convict. Now, I don't know that's going to happen. I can see that happening,
yeah.
But I can see them going, this is about politics. This is not about... you know, what the facts are. I don't care what the facts are. There's always that juror. We've all had those jurors that's like, where did that juror come from? And I think that, Joe, that might be an issue there. And we have a Rule 29, as we said, that the judge can throw it out, too. If it's up to the judge can throw it out. Right, Todd?
He can. And, you know, just to round out the prognostication from all of us, I'm going to go out on a limb. I think Manafort's going to get an acquittal on both cases.
Huh. Joe, you've got about 15 seconds. Tell us what you think the outcome is going to be.
Well, I mean, if it falls into what we've been seeing with, you know, with everything else that's going on politically, I mean, you know, with Strzok and Page and the rest of them, it doesn't look good. And, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, something on the other end, you know, comes out that's going to be more in his favor, only because of, you know, everything is so political. But, you know, if he did commit some crimes, doesn't mean that possibly down the road somebody might want to pardon the guy.
Right. That's a great comment, Joe. Smarter than the lawyers.
Joe, thanks. We appreciate your call. Do it again sometime.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
You know, that is such a good point, because right now they're trying to get him to turn on Donald Trump, who's the president. And if he gets a conviction, there is nothing keeping Trump from pardoning Manafort, because these are federal cases. A president can't pardon somebody for a state court conviction, but on a federal case?
Hey, all I got to say is we're three bright lawyers. We think we are. Joe, you're smarter than the three of us. You just mentioned probably what might happen.
A pardon.
Maybe gets convicted, then a pardon. Nailed it, Joe. Thanks for calling in. I'm Fred Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's a lot more Radio Law Talk coming up. Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Nathan Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate U is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate U gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate U has venture capitalists, and Accelerate U has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-0. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-0. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate U. 916-BETTER-0. Again, call 916-BETTER-0.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A pair of fires in Northern California known as the Mendocino Complex has burned 314 square miles, becoming the seventh largest wildfire in California history. When battling wildfires, firefighters do their best to protect people's assets, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
More than 10,000 firefighters are continuing to fight wildfires in Northern California and Southern Oregon.
when we see people's property, be it a house, a car, old trailers, or whatever, that's somebody's possessions.
Nearly 20,000 people were ordered to evacuate in Lake and Mendocino counties as the blazes encroached on several towns surrounding Clear Lake. A March for Our Lives NRA protest in Fairfax, Virginia, held to honor victims of gun violence, but also to call on leaders to ensure what they call long overdue safety regulations. The march on the NRA, part of the March for Our Lives summer bus tour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Right. Well, I don't know. I know there's a manufacturer that is starting to. I don't know if they're manufacturing completely or they're modified. I know there are, most of them are modified. I don't know if someone's doing one on
their
own.
So a duck boat is a boat that lies pretty low in the water.
Right.
And these particular duck boats have like a shade cover
right
over the top of it. And people can see out through just a small little tiny area. And it lies really close to the water. We're talking almost at the water edge.
Right, that's exactly right. And in Missouri, Branson, Missouri, there's a duck boat company that apparently it was bad weather, and the plaintiffs are claiming that they knew about it, and they went out anyway, and it sunk, and a number of people, 17 people died. Apparently, they're saying the top is very, very difficult to get out of. It makes it so it's hard to get out of it, and then people drown. And so right now there's an investigation by the National Transportation Safety Board is underway. The families of two families are seeking a $100 million lawsuit against Ride the Ducks, Branson, And the issue is going to be, you know, whether or not there is liability here. There's a lot of things that are going to negligence is going to go down to number one. Was it an improper design? Is there a design defect? Is there a manufacturing defect? And then not only that, even if there isn't, were they negligent in bringing these boats out when it's a bad storm, or they saw the storm coming on and they ignored it? That's what they're claiming also.
And even further, were the passengers given negligent advice to not put on their
life vest?
Well, they didn't say not to put them. They didn't tell them to put them on when it was apparent.
They said you won't need them.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. That's even worse.
I think that's your golden ticket.
Oh, yeah,
there.
That's the golden ticket, because my understanding is generally they didn't tell them to put them on, but if they flat out said, oh, don't worry about it, I don't know if I'm getting in the water in a duck boat, I don't care if I'm Michael Phelps. I'm putting one of those life preservers.
I mean, between you and me, telling someone not to wear a life preserver, that's just quack advice, right?
Said you wouldn't need it.
Oh, that was a good one.
I think the whole thing smells foul.
Here we go.
How many more puns can I get?
Right. So anyway, the lawsuits are going on the duck boats. We're going to talk about them as we go, that they're rolling in. I wonder if these duck boats are even going to last.
I wonder what the bill is going to be like for
legal
services.
Oh, the bill.
This isn't the first time that the duck boats have been sued either. This isn't the first accident. And this is a tragic, horrible accident because a lot of people died. In fact, 9 members of one family died. So, you know, it's really horrible. If you look at the picture of the duck boat, it has wheels on the bottom. And it's kind of a cool-looking, you know, thing. It was to be in the water and then go up on the land.
Well, one other thing that's dangerous about them, there have been accidents on the land where the duck boat, you can't see in front of you very well. The driver can't, and underneath them, and they've ran over some smaller cars. And that's been an issue, too, with the duck boats on the road. So that's a big issue.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, duck boats go 40 miles an hour on the road, 6 miles an hour in the water, just in case you're wondering. So they're not particularly fast, nor are they nimble, and they were meant to get people up to the beach, fairly low in the ground, flop open the front, and get people out. But these newly modified, they're modified now, so they can't do that.
Yeah.
We have a caller, Ron, on the telephone who wants to go off topic, if you want to do that.
On what issue?
He wants to talk. He has a great question for you about the whole Trump Manafort thing. So, Ron, go ahead. I know you're on a payphone in Sacramento. Go ahead, Ron, and ask your question.
Hi. I have a question regarding the sanctimonious Mueller and the whole stupid witch hunt for going on, what, a year and a half? I'm wondering, this thing is so damn political and hypocritical, it's unbelievable. Could President Trump, what do you think would be the best course of action for him? I know they got to be thinking of firing either Sessions or Rod Rosenstein or the hypocritical donkey Mueller. What do you think they ought to do?
Sure. Well,
tell us how you really treat Ron.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Ron. We know where you're
leading. Ron, we really try to stay non-political on a lot of our issues, just because it's such a wide open ocean, and we don't want to drown in politics. But we do really like the fact that you've expressed your views, and I think all of us are sitting with bated breath, waiting to find out really what is going to happen. I think our country is waiting to find out what's going to happen.
But his question is, could he do that? Strategically, what would be the up and downside if he said, you're out?
You know what?
I don't think he'd do that.
Let me tell you something interesting, Ron. Off the air, we talk a lot. And a lot of times we don't bring up what we say off the air, and we don't talk politics. But we were kind of laughing off air about, you know what? I could just see Trump. And this is just out. We're just talking on the side. This is not a political issue. Let's see. Bucket list. President of the United States. Did that. I'm just going to do what I feel is right, and I don't care what the consequences are. I'm going all out. Do I care what happens? I mean, he cares, but do I care if I get reelected? Hit the bucket list, you know. Who knows? You know, I think Donald Trump is just the kind of guy. It's, I'm going to do it the what I think's right, whether it's politically correct or not. I'm just doing it, and this is what I'm going to do. But I think the caller, Joe, had the best thing. No matter what happens, Ron, I believe maybe Joe is correct that Trump goes, yeah, I'll just start pardoning people. And he can. He can pardon people. So yep. Anyway, that's an interesting thing, I think, Ron, to answer your question.
He raises a great question, yeah. Which is what would happen? What are the implications of that?
Well, there's a lot.
I would say at this point right now that there's been a lot of chatter and people very worried about, is he going to fire Rosenstein? Is he going to fire Sessions? And I believe his advice up until this point is, Mr. President, if you did that, you would be creating far more problems you would be avoiding here. And because right. of that, I doubt that will happen. There's no question he has the authority to do it, but if he were to do that, again, the questions and the appearance of impropriety, I believe, would be so high that that prevents him from taking that course of action or even entertaining it any further. He's got to ride this out.
And I tell you what, my opinion is he'll never do it before the midterm elections.
Right, and it's practically a Nixonian constitutional crisis, some people would say, whether it would mm-hmm. be or not, it's a separate story, but mm-hmm. that's the downside to a strategy like that would be the
right.
The political.
Well, technically, I don't know if it's going to raise a constitutional crisis because the Justice Department is part of the executive branch. But in recent years, we kind of had a separation between the Justice Department and the executive branch just by policy. And now it's not so clear whether that policy is going to
And that's because of Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon fired his own special prosecutor. Was it Archibald Cox that was supposed to be investigating Watergate?
Right.
So he fired his own guy. And therefore, the FBI said, we better get ourselves a position mm-hmm. of neutrality over here, even though the constitutional duty of the president is to assist in enforcing and implementing the law.
Well, I brought it up as a defense. If I'm defense counsel, I'm bringing up politics, politics, politics. That's what this is about. This is not about an issue of, Mueller. This is about Mueller trying to get political. If I'm defense lawyer, that's what I'm bringing up in the Manafort case. Nonstop.
Is Virginia Republican typically, or are they Democrats?
Okay, now the answer. This is the answer I know, and it said that the pool of jurors that they chose from for this trial in Virginia voted Democratic. I mean, they're
Democrats.
They're Democrats. So who
knows? The politics aspect may not work.
But then you have a judge that, don't forget, judges can. They don't influence, but he could throw it out if he wants.
Yeah.
He could throw it out on Rule 29.
Thanks for the question, Bob. Yeah. We really did appreciate it.
Ron, sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about Harvard. Why do we want to talk about Harvard? Because Rodriguez
is not here.
Chris is gone again.
Chris is gone. So guess what? Harvard is being sued they're claiming discriminatory in their practices of being of admissions. Now, let me tell you a quick story. Where I went to law school, I had two guys that I used to study law school with, and no matter what I did, I couldn't get better grades than them. I finally found out both of them had been accepted to Harvard. Long story short, one was from Idaho, and so he helped him get in because he was from Idaho. So we're going to talk more about why Harvard's being sued and the admissions process. We'll be right back. I'm Fred Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk.
Rodriguez is gone again.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Lenny & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
My name is Frederick.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186.
the family.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
They recorded an album at the Caribou Ranch in Colorado.
So, I bet you they're making more money at the time.
Everybody needs a little time away.
That's what I say.
Yes. That's what I heard her say.
Got to say.
From each other.
Yeah. Go ahead, Denise. So Harvard. Okay, look, let's make this short.
Color my world.
We don't want to talk too much about Harvard. Then if we do, Rodriguez is going to get more kudos. And we don't want to talk about Rodriguez any more than we have to.
I know. Even lovers need a holiday, so we need time away from
That's exactly from right.
Got to say.
So you know what? I guess, Denise, they're claiming that Asian Americans are being discriminated against.
They are. And it's because Harvard has kind of a unique system. They don't just look at the student, but they look at the student's parents. They look at what the occupation of the parents is. They look at what they're trying to do is diversify interests,
right?
Not necessarily diversify by race or by different Creed or whatever that it is. And so the person that actually brought the suit against Harvard is an anti-affirmative action group called Students for Fair Admissions. And for some reason, Harvard has an unusually low representation of Asian Americans in its population.
That's what they're claiming.
That's
actually
what they're claiming.
I read the statistics later. I didn't think it was that off, but it's okay. I mean, it's that's what they're claiming.
One of the plaintiffs, though, has had perfect score. He did 3 SAT tests, and he was ranked first in his high school class of 592. And so he's saying, you know, that's enough for me to qualify.
Right, right. Now, this report we're reading is from the New York Times.
Yes.
And here's something that's very interesting. I thought, here's the statistics about Harvard. This is what's just nuts. It says, and this is from the article of the New York Times, dated July 29, 2018, and it says, since then, the stakes of admissions gained have grown. About 40,000 students apply each year, and 2,000 are admitted.
Wow.
For some 1,600 seats in the freshman class. Now, get this. The chances to be admitted are under 5%. Of the 26,000 application for 2019, ready for this? I don't know how Harvard boy here, Chris Rodriguez, got in. Let me repeat it. Out of the 26,000 application, about 3,500 had perfect SAT math scores. 2,700 had a perfect SAT verbal score, and more than 8,000 had straight A's.
That's amazing.
Think about this from a statistical standpoint. I'm looking at this from the Department of Education. Across the United States, there are approximately 26,000 high schools. I think the number is 26,407. Each one of those high schools has a valedictorian. Each one of those high schools has people that graduated tops in their class with 4.0 GPAs.
Or above.
And the fact of the matter is, if you are in high school and you have a high GPA, what schools do you aspire to want to go to? On average, you're going to look at the Ivy League schools, the Harvards, the Princetons. That explains why they have so many applicants. And so for someone to say, I had a 1,600 GPA, I had a 1,600 SAT score, I had
a perfect
GPA coming out. Yeah, you know what? You and a lot of other people did that exceed the number of people we can accept into the school.
Well, exceed by a lot.
Yeah, yes. A lot.
40,000 applications. How did Harvard boy, our co-host, ever get in from Winters, California? I wish he was listening. I know
he's
gone.
I think that gets into maybe if we start talking about Harvey Weinstein. No.
You know something, though? The Winters thing could very well have been part of the thing.
That could have been.
A small farming community.
Never discount the fact that, Rodriguez had a camera at one time.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going to say, is that, you know, Rodriguez had the newspaper behind him.
I think you're right. I think he had pictures.
I mean, you have a camera with a telephoto lens, you can get a lot of stuff done.
I can see him. Mr. Harvard, Mr. Rodriguez, your GPA was 2.0, and you didn't even take the SAT. Well, here's some pictures. Well, you're in.
Yes. Oh,
congratulations to you and your family.
We don't even mind the fact that you had a 2.8 GPA. You can play on the football team.
There you go, Rodriguez. That's how he got in.
No, you know, your point about him being from Woodland is really important because Harvard divides the country into 20 different geographical dockets or regions. And then they have a subcommittee that has that is the admissions officers that are going through this. And what they're looking for is they're looking for differences in academic interests. They're looking for differences in the occupation of the parents. They're also looking at socioeconomic differences, and they're looking at different viewpoints on issues. So they're really trying to diversify at the core of the person, really, and get a better cross section of people that are going to be stimulating.
The thing is the people that want to get into these schools are really, what they want is something that's not feasible. And by that I mean, it sounds like what they want is a system whereby if you do this, you will get that. You check all the boxes and you get
in. They want
in.
An objective system
that's
in
right.
a subjective world.
And it can't happen that way. And that's something that we see across all of, you know, look, if this happens, we should be entitled to this. And economics and getting into school and all that, it's too fluid. It's too, like you said, Cal, it's too subjective because there just aren't enough spaces. I'm waiting for the lawsuit to come against school grade on the curve. Okay, with the idea being, look, if we get this score, we should get an A, and everybody's entitled to an A, and how dare you grade on a curve whereby only a certain number will get A's, other people will get B's, and by default, there will be people that get
Todd,
B's.
Todd, guess what? Everybody gets a trophy now.
I know.
You get a trophy. Here's your trophy. What did I do? I don't know. Here's your trophy.
One thing for sure, if you want to go to Harvard, what do you have to do? You have to get on the Dean's Interest List. And you know what the Dean's Interest List is?
Pictures? You got to have pictures?
No, it's a donor's interest list.
Donors?
Donors. Donors. It has a lot to do with money into the
what?
Campus.
Hey,
I donate
Todd?
Blood.
Todd.
Does that work?
Todd, what does donors have to do with it?
This is donors.
Oh, donors.
You hit D, man. I made sure to apply on April 20th, and I submitted it at 4:20 p.m. Come on, let me in.
Dude.
What's up?
Nice to see you at the place in Nevada with all the dust. What's that thing called?
Where are you going to come from? Well, if you could come out to California and meet me at the co-op, we might be able, Cal will take us through the drive-thru.
Drive-thru, man.
Hey, Cal, did that place burn up, by the way?
No, but the town it is in was threatened by the fire.
Oh, so, Cal, are you saying there's still a chance that it's up and running, that you can go get the marijuana at the drive-thru marijuana place where the fire is?
So you're telling me there's a chance.
I'm telling you there's a chance.
I would be concerned if I were that place and it caught fire. If the first responders would be there, wait a second, what? You know, we might not want to put this out. Just breathe.
The preferred method of disposal of marijuana raids has been for many years burning. And when I was doing these many years ago, they came up with a system where they injected diesel on the plants so the smoke wouldn't be so pot smelling. But anyway, you know, it's
dang, what a bust.
Yeah.
Funny, that's what they said.
The problem, everybody is so hungry after work today. I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah. What the? Oh, my gosh. So we're going to be talking about a lot of things next week because we're running out of time. We didn't get to a lot of the Trump issues about citizenship. We'll talk about that stuff later. We got to thank the Armed Forces Radio Network for joining us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It will be aired this Wednesday twice. It'll be aired at 1 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 to 4 a.m. on Eastern Time. And the reason they do that is we can be heard
all over the world.
All over the world. So thank you.
At a time when people are awake.
Yep, and we'll take your questions. You got questions
exactly right.
On the Armed Forces.
Cal, thanks for all you do. We appreciate all you do.
Thank you.
Rodriguez, we will have Rodriguez next week. Todd will be gone. Thank you for listening to us at Radio Law Talk on behalf of myself and my co-host and our producer. Thank you, thank you.
And we're glad you could be with us on Radio Law Talk. And again, we invite you to join us next week at this very same time. And until then, farewell.
To RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.